audio update for Wednesday, December 10th, 2008. It's a rapid-fire edition, reviewing tonight's Ultimate Fight Night 16, Fight for the Troops. It was a good show tonight from Fort Bragg in North Carolina, but also one of the most brutal in memory, with just a couple of nasty knockouts and one of the single worst submissions I've ever seen in my life. But we start off with lots of stuff with the Fight for the Troops here tonight and the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and the fundraiser that this whole show was going towards. We got videos throughout the night from celebrities asking to give what you can to this very worthy cause, and got videos throughout the night on some soldiers who are dealing with traumatic brain injuries from incidents overseas and in the course of battle. So when it came to that, the UFC did a really good job of showcasing what they were trying to, what they were putting this event on for, and what it was all about. And it was just a really cool event for the troops, and the atmosphere in the arena with all of the camouflage UFC shirts and all that stuff. It was just a really cool setup for everything, and you know, the troops were the troops were given quite a show tonight. And us at home with 3 hours live on Spike TV, we got 7 fights tonight, which you really can't complain about for a free show. But they were all good fights with a lot of decisive finishes and a couple of really brutal finishes. But it was a good show. We started with Matt Wyman taking on Jim Miller, and Miller came into this fight on short notice, and he really impressed in this fight. It slowed down really early into the third round with both fighters really kind of gassed out, but Miller dominated from start to finish. The first round I had as a 10-8 round for Miller. One of the other judges actually scored it the same as I did. The other two scored it 30-27, but Miller came out and just did a lot of damage. Almost locked in a guillotine choke on Wyman in the first round that really pretty much sucked out any gas Wyman had in the tank for the rest of the fight. But for the rest of it, Wyman did a great job of defending from the ground and not allowing Miller to advance his position. Kept him in his guard, but he was getting his ass kicked in the process. Miller was posturing up and landing some shots. He was getting some hammer fists in. He was standing up and getting shots. He couldn't really move past that position, but he was dominating and doing damage throughout the fight. So it was a good victory for Miller, especially on such short notice. And the fact that he came in and fought the way he did when he wasn't planning on fighting just a week and a half ago was damned impressive. Tim Credura and Nate Lochran, another good fight. Not very pretty in terms of the stand-up, but Credura just put a ton of shots on Lochran, and it wasn't anything that was debilitating, but there was so much damage being done by Credura that by the end of the second round, Lochran couldn't get up off of his stool, and he couldn't come out for the third. So Credura took the TKO victory after 2 rounds. I think he probably broke one of Lochran's ribs there, but Credura looked really good and just continuing a barrage throughout 2 rounds, and Lochran just, he couldn't take the punishment anymore. So good victory for Credura, who is a former member of the military himself, to get a victory in front of all the troops. That was a really cool thing for him. The next fight, wow. Quite possibly the nastiest, most disturbing submission I've ever seen. This trumps Tim Sylvia's arm breaking in half. This trumps anything I've seen with what Steve Cantwell did to Razak Al-Hassan in the first round of this fight. Cantwell looked really good. Once they got it to the ground, it was a tale of two different fighters here. Hassan had no match for Cantwell on the ground, and Cantwell locked in an armbar. Hassan tried to roll through. Cantwell held on to it even tighter, and basically pushed Hassan's arm in the direction that you're not supposed to be able to push it, and basically popped out the elbow and headed at a 90-degree angle, the opposite direction. And Hassan didn't tap. Hassan did not tap. The ref had to step in and stop the fight, and Hassan just stood there, or sat there, and looked at his arm. He just looked at it. He didn't let out any type of feeling of pain. Nothing was relayed except a dazed look in his face. And I don't understand how, one, he didn't tap, and two, how he didn't let out screams of agony from what just happened to him. That was one of the nastiest things I've ever seen in my life, but one hell of a UFC debut for Steve Cantwell, and that's one of those things that's just going to be shown on highlight videos for years to come. I mean, you're still seeing the Frank Mir video breaking Tim Sylvia's arm. This trumps that by tenfold. It was that nasty. Mike Swick against Jonathan Goulet in our semi-main event of the night, and it was the return of Mike Quick Swick. It was 33 seconds of the first round. Just a quick barrage where he lands a right hand flush onto Goulet's chin. Goulet goes down and tries to grab Swick's leg, but Swick pounces on him. Just busts out left hand after left hand after left hand. And it was a complete knockout of Goulet from one of the final blows. So big victory, big return for Swick, and his most impressive victory at welterweight. Following that, we got one of the prelim fights from early in the night, Ben Saunders taking on Brandon Wolf, and this was domination of a whole nother level. Saunders busted out the Muay Thai clinch and let out a relentless barrage of knees on Brandon Wolf tonight. I mean, that was, think what happened with Anderson Silva and Rich Franklin, and multiply that by a minute and a half of just the knees, and that's what you had from Ben Saunders here. The welt on the forehead of Brandon Wolf after this fight was ridiculous, and his forehead was protruding a couple of inches out from his skull. That's how swelled up it was. Saunders was relentless with the knees, and when Wolf got out, he'd hit him with a kick and a shot, go right back to the knees, until finally the knees dropped Wolf, and that was the fight. So, big victory for Ben Saunders there as well, and again, just a nasty, vicious performance from him. Our main event of the evening, Josh Koscheck knocks out Yoshiyuki Yoshida at 2 minutes and 15 seconds of the first round. Nails him with a straight right that stuns him up against the cage, and he pops back up. He was probably out on his feet there, and Koscheck was able to throw one more right hand that absolutely dropped Yoshida. By far, Koscheck's best-looking fight and best-looking win in the UFC. Definitely his best knockout ever. That's the top highlight that Koscheck has thrown out in the UFC, and it was an impressive rebound following his loss to Thiago Alves. So, great fight for Koscheck, great knockout for Koscheck. And then finally, our final fight of the night was Steve Bruno and Johnny Reese from the prelims, and Bruno picked up a rear naked choke victory late in the second round. It was a good back and forth between the two, but it wasn't a great fight. Definitely an undercard fight, but Bruno did a nice job of taking Reese's back and then sinking in the rear naked choke on the feet and then holding onto it once it got to the ground. And, you know, big victory for him. And then following that, he ran down a quick story about him being downed in Iraq, being in the Navy, and then having members of the Army save his life in a Black Hawk helicopter. So that was a cool short anecdote from him following the fight. And again, the whole night was trying to get people out to donate money to the cause for the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and the Center for Treatment of Traumatic Brain Injuries. And once again, I believe you could still donate at 1-800-340-HERO or fightforthetroops.com to donate to that cause. Definitely worth it. Good show for the troops tonight. Great show for free TV. And with some of the highlights that you saw in here, a lot of that is well worth $5 to $10 to give to this fund if you were just checking it out for free, because if you saw that type of thing on a pay-per-view, you'd be feeling very good about your pay-per-view purchase. So, very good event for the UFC tonight, and we've still got another live event this week with the Ultimate Finale on Saturday night. So, keep checking back with us here at MMATorch.com. We'll have roundtable reviews and other stuff coming up this week, as well as the Writers Roundtable for this week with three new questions from Matt Pelkey. The continuation of our welterweight rankings blogs from our voters. Maynard Sweeney continuing his top 30 fights of 2008 and more throughout the week. So keep checking us out here at MMATorch.com. And thanks for listening. This is Jamie Penick signing off. I come from ancient time. I am known as the Teacher of Elves. I am also known as the Angel Crusher. Explosivo.